We're talking with John Sampson with Midwest Farm Shows and coming to Oklahoma once again for the 20th time to the Tulsa Farm Show. John, you know, reflect back maybe with me to those first couple of shows. They looked a lot different than this one here in 2013.
They sure do. The first show, I believe we used 66,000 square feet, which sounds like a lot, but not when you're in a building that has 480,000 square feet. We've got, the west end of the River Spirit Expo completely full. That's 300,000 square feet. There's another 140,000 down on the west end, and we're beginning to fill that up. We've got it about two-thirds full right now. Record number of exhibitors. Right now, I think we've got 366 compared to about 70 in the first show. So it's been fun to build it. It's been a growth process. And because of the facility and the good media support that we get around here, by golly, we've been able to build a pretty successful show.
You know, when we think about this particular show, it is kind of unique in that it's a totally indoor show in one building, and that makes it mighty nice for folks to come and visit.
Exactly, and the amount of space that's available compared to other venues that we operate, and we do 7 farm shows, we're able to do some things in the way of the horse training clinics and the cattle equipment demos that you just don't have room to do. And some of the other, you know, you look at the BOK Center, something like that, we could never begin to do anything near what we're doing here. So this is a wonderful facility for us. We're having fun. We've got the horse trainer back, Craig Cameron. He's been doing some interesting things. I'm sure you'll probably interview him, but he did a thing this year called the First Annual Guts and Glory Ride. And what he's doing is he's raising funds to benefit veterans that come back with varying problems, from just some financial problems to very serious health and physical problems, that they need our help and our thanks for their service. And it's great that Craig's doing that. And, of course, you know, one of my pet projects is still the Friday morning livestock handling skills competition for 10 teams of 3 kids. A bunch of great kids are going to come in and show us how they know how to handle the cattle and what have you, and we'll be awarding scholarships. This year we will surpass $100,000 in scholarship awards over the years, and that's all for Oklahoma high school kids, that to get them to seek out some post-secondary education in agriculture. We're giving away $1,000 every day in credit to purchase goods or services from farm show exhibitors. That you can sign up for on the new areas in the west end of the River Spirit Expo Center. That's always fun. We've got our FDTV here doing some things live from the show, which gives us some national exposure, and it's part of our overall growth situation that has been very satisfying over the years.
What you've already had one of your shows, one of the 7 in the cycle, just a week or so ago, the Peoria show. What was the attitude that you heard from both exhibitors and from folks coming in and looking at the equipment and technology?
Well, everybody is I think, being thankful that some of the technology is becoming a lot more user-friendly and easier to apply, and it is useful in maximizing profit out of any farm production operation or ranch production. Attitudes generally were quite good. In Peoria, there's some concern over the ethanol situation that's out there, that the requirements are about half what they used to be. And I know in Iowa and Illinois, about half the corn crop really went to ethanol. So that's caused, you know, a pretty severe drop in the price down into the low fours, from $7 and $8 that it was. Beans have remained pretty good at $13.60 or thereabouts, and you know, that's a good sign. They've had great yields up there. They've had almost a perfect growing season. Their harvesting is almost all done. therefore, you know, they have some pretty darn good attitudes. The people I've talked to here, a lot of them are in the livestock area. That, you know, the cattle census is down, and it certainly didn't improve much with that winter storm in the Dakotas when 85,000 cattle died and what have you. So the cattle market should remain strong, and there are some very good cow-calf operations around here that we've become known to, and we've gotten to know some of the operators, and we feel like that's going to be a good area for Oklahoma. Of course, you have a much more diverse crop mix down here than we have up there. You do sod, you do pecans, you do cotton, you do peanuts, a lot of things we didn't know anything about 20 years ago when we came down here, because you can go for miles and miles in Illinois, Iowa, and most of the Dakotas and not see anything but corn and soybeans. If you get far enough north, you might see a sunflower or two, but other than that, this has been a learning experience over the years for us, too, to tailor the show to meet the needs of all those folks and try to have some things in there that deal with all the different areas of ag production that we encounter down here. And it's been really interesting and enlightening for me to come down here and see what's going on.